Welcome to the Radiant Springs Church Podcast. Check out our website at radiantsprings.com for more information about us. If you are challenged with what you hear on this podcast, come join us on Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock for our contemporary worship, message, fellowship, and coffee. Radiant Springs. Refreshing, relevant, real.
I know you all came for a Christmas program, so I'm not going to make this, I'm going to keep it short and sweet. But we've been doing a series called Psalms of the Season. So we looked at Thanksgiving, and then we looked at Advent. During the offering, there was a brief video that came up on Psalms 126, and I want to read that for you. It's one of the Psalms of Ascent. There's 15 of them. And they would sing them as they would go to the temple on certain occasions. But I want to read this for you, and I think it'll be up on the screen there. It just says, when the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, okay, Israel, and that specifically Zion was Jerusalem, we were like those who dreamed. You ever had a dream that came true that you never thought would come true? Thought, there's no way that that dream's ever going to come true, and finally it does. Well, that's what they are singing about here. It refers to their time in captivity. Israel would disobey God, and so God would allow them to fall into the hands of their enemies. They'd go to Babylon, but he would bring them back. But many of them thought, it's never going to happen. Our nation's going to be destroyed. Our people are going to be destroyed. All that we know is going to be destroyed. But God honored his promise, and he brought them back. It says, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter. Our tongues had songs of joy. And it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. They were ecstatic. And sometimes there's a joy that is beyond words or expression. It's how we react. And that's how they were feeling. It was a joy beyond words that they were experiencing. Why? Because God restored their fortunes like the streams of the Negev. He brought the rains again and returned their joy, their peace, their happiness. And the psalmist concludes in this song, that those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. And those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. In other words, there'll be a harvest. And sometimes we've put in a lot of hard work, and sometimes even prayed a lot, and we think we've sown those tears, those prayers, and we think, you know what, God's never going to answer that. We prayed and prayed, and the answer doesn't seem to be there. That's the way the people of Israel felt. But God rewarded them in his time. This psalm also talks immediately to that time, but it also points to when Christ would come. Because people had thought, you know what? The promise that God is going to send his son, the Messiah, you know, that happened, but years had passed, hundreds of years had passed, and the Messiah was nowhere to be seen. Until the time was right, God sent forth his son to come and dwell amongst us. We see the excitement in Simeon and Anna. You saw that portrayed there in the shepherds. There was an excitement and joy because not just that a baby had been born, but the Messiah had been born. Christ had been born. And when Christ is born into our hearts and into our lives, there's a joy and a happiness that many times joy cannot be expressed in words. And the principle that's in your program there, if you want to fill it in, you're sure welcome to, is that Jesus is a promise fulfilled that can bring joy, restoration, healing, and salvation to your life. 2 weeks ago, I was in the Black Hills of South Dakota hunting with my dad. And it's a beautiful area, but the southern part of the hills, if you were to bring it up on Google Earth, you'll see it very vividly, is that there's just like this bare spot in the southern part of the Black Hills. 82,000 acres were scorched in a fire. It's called the Jasper Fire of 2000, August 24th, 2000. A lady was upset, the government of South Dakota, and she set a fire, and they couldn't get it under control. The conditions were right. It took over 82,000 acres. So that's 2000. This is 17 years later, folks. You still go there and you bring it up on Google Earth, it's still bare. But when we were going through there, you could see In some of the areas, some of the areas are still pretty bare, but in some of the areas, there's jack pines are about this tall. And so the conditions were right. Nobody thought that it would be reseeded or that if they wanted to see trees there again, they were going to have to go back and plant. But I think it was about 6 years ago, the conditions were right, the rains came, and guess what? There was a lot of pine cones down in that ground. And when the rains came, all of a sudden the trees came forth. Who would have thought, after 10 years, that those seeds were still there? They'd been sown there. And it reminded me that many times we have dreams or maybe seeds of the gospel have been sown in our life. But we think, you know what? Nothing's ever going to come of them. You know, we planted them and nothing has ever come to pass. But as I looked there, it reminded me that in God's time, he brings things to pass. Some of the things that we've entrusted to him. And maybe even as a child, when you're the ages of some of the kids here, maybe you were part of a program like that. Maybe you even committed your life to Christ and all of a sudden you got older and went down another path. And maybe some of those seeds are still lying dormant in your life to ask Christ into your life. Today, maybe the conditions of your heart are right for you to experience God's joy, his forgiveness, his grace, his mercy, and his healing, just as described in Psalms 126. I'm going to give you an opportunity in just a few moments. If you want to invite Christ into your life, we're going to have people up front here that will pray with you. Before I do, though, we have a couple young people that just want to share their story. And I'm going to have them come at this moment.
Hi, I'm Summer. Some of you know me, some of you don't. All right, so I'm going to go first, apparently. When I was young, I went to church every Sunday, and I was just too young to fully understand everything about belief, but I always knew I had Jesus in my heart. And suddenly it seemed like my family was drifting apart, and they drifted away from the church as well. When my dad left, I stopped going to church completely. I still believed in Jesus and that he died on the cross to save my sins. In March of this year, Daniel asked me to come to church with him in the morning, and Pastor Brent's message was about thirsting for more of God. Following the service, I knew I wanted more. Every Sunday, I came to church after that. In May, I was convinced by Josh and Daniel to go to the Nebraska Youth Ministries camp in June, and it changed my life. I was baptized in July, and I just want to close with what God has done since then. Every family fights, some more than most, but when that happens, I know I have my church family to encourage me and to help me along the way, and for that, I'm extremely thankful.
And I'm Melissa, and as a child, I remember going to church at the Brian, actually, and I don't know why, but we stopped going, and then we moved to Crete, and in third grade, my parents got divorced, and then Aaliyah's like, we gotta go to church, and we went to a church that was past the tracks, and then Aaliyah met Daniel, and as Daniel is a pastor kid, I'm pretty sure he invited her to go to church, and Aaliyah invited Eben and I, and ever since, we have gone to church, and amazing things have happened. He's been there when nobody else has, and God is just amazing. And I was also baptized with Summer and Raf, and it's been a great time.
Hi, my name is Raphael. I'll start with a question. How did I become to know God? Well, I became to know God through my grandmother. My grandmother was a huge Jesus believer. She wouldn't stop talking about Jesus. Growing up, me and her always found a way to go to church. We both knew that church was home and we felt comfortable. For as long as I can remember, we've been going to church because Jesus has accepted us and forgave us of our sins. Ever since we've encouraged family members and friends to go to church to listen to the word of God because it was a precious thing. So after time had passed, me and my grandmother have talked about getting baptized to be in Christ's family. And on the day, July 23rd, 2017, we've been welcomed by Jesus and have received a gift from Jesus from above. On that day, 6 followers were promised a good life in Christ, and from this day, me and my grandmother and the other 4 still hold the commitment held up high. I encourage the people lost in the world to draw near to God because he is everything you need. Draw near to him and receive his son Jesus, because Jesus wants to give everything to you, just like how he has shown good to me and my grandmother and to the other 4 followers.
Amen. Praise God. I'm going to have the musicians come, and we're going to have some people that are going to help us out with prayer. And if you, maybe you're just not where you need to be with God right now, and I'm just going to leave that up to you. There is obviously no pressure. I don't want to put anybody on the spot, but I have learned that if God is speaking to your heart, to not ignore it, because we can get calloused. We can get calloused. We never know when God's going to speak to us again. And when God is speaking, respond to him. So if you have, if you want to pray with one of these, myself or Victor, Yolanda, Jay, and Gina, about salvation or just getting right with God, you can do that. If you have a need or request, like Linda did, and she came forward for prayer and saw God healing in her life, we'd be more than happy to pray with you. So we're going to sing through a couple courses, and I'm just going to let you be seated. Usually we have you stand, but I'm going to just let you stay seated, and they're going to lead us in a chorus or two, and then we're going to wrap things up. We got kind of a fun way that we're going to end today, so just be patient with us, and will you just allow God to speak to your heart this morning and whatever he wants to accomplish in your life. But if you want prayer this morning, if you just make your way forward. We can open up our hearts just to receive what you want to accomplish in our lives, Lord, whether you want to forgive us of our sins, Lord, whether it's just to answer prayer, Father. Father, some of us just need your peace and hope. Father, I just pray that you've promised to meet us, Lord. You're seeking after us. You're pursuing us. And Lord, I pray that if you are calling out to us today, that we'd open up our heart to you, Lord. There's not any special formula or secret. It's just a matter of inviting you into our life, letting you be, first of all, Savior and then Lord. And Lord God, I just pray that you'd accomplish your purpose in our lives this day. We can leave this place knowing our sins are forgiven and your joy and peace within our hearts. We give you the thanks and the praise.